Hey, away from football here momentarily, I'd like you to kind of listen to this. You may or may not have heard about we've got someone real special in the audience with us this evening. And he's getting ready. He's preparing right now, and he's getting ready to embark on this. Check this out now. He is going to run across the United States in 100 days. In 100 days, by running 30 miles per day, he is going to run across the United States for the run for the Wounded Warrior Project for military folks who have been injured. And, Jamie, where are you? Jamie was in here earlier. I want to get Jamie a yell. Jamie Summerlin, come on up here, Jamie. This is a guy who is going to run 30 miles a day, 100 straight days, and he is going to begin in Oregon, and you're going to end at the Inner Harbor, Jamie, in Baltimore, right there. And I wanted to give him a shout. And I don't have a mic, so I'll have to do a little translation here, but I'm right. 100 days, 30 miles a day. 35 miles. Oh, not bad. So, hey, wait. Yeah, grab this over here, Jamie. You're going to run 35 miles per day. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine doing that. 35 miles in 100 days.
35 miles in 100 straight days.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's, what? Tell us a little bit about the Wounded Warrior Project.
Now, the Wounded Warrior Project is an organization that's been set up by a few veterans that is put together to really help our wounded veterans that have been injured in battle or injured in training, and it really helps them get back on their feet and get them back into the community, whether it be physical ailments that they're dealing with or mental ailments, PTSD issues and stuff. It's a really good organization that reaches out to our military veterans in a great way. So,
and now let's talk about the physical and the mental aspect of this. How do you get ready, and how do you think your body is going to be able to handle 35 a day?
Well, right now I'm training. I've been training for the past couple of months, going through kind of a mock cycle of the run, putting in about 100 to 150 miles a week, getting up in the mornings and running 16 to 20 miles, sometimes running to and from work, plus working all day, kids and wife and everything else. So, and then long runs on the weekends. I've done a few races this summer, 77-miler and 100-miler races this summer. So just trying to get myself ready for it physically. And honestly, it's not really the physical part of it that has been the challenge. It's the mental part. And, right. And that's what's going to be the hardest part of it, is just making those trips every day, you know, 35 miles a day, just continually going after it. So.
And you're beginning, what city are you beginning in?
We're starting in Coos Bay, Oregon, where my wife is from, out in Oregon. And then we're going to finish up in the Inner Harbor of Baltimore, so coast to coast.
And the website, I should point out, is run4WWP, Wounded Warrior Project. So run. All spelled out letters, runforwwp.com, and folks can monitor you all the way around. And support-wise, obviously you're doing this to raise money. How can people help you out?
Yeah, you can go to the website and make the donations there. We've partnered up with the Milan Park Foundation to make sure that all donations are being covered, and looked after, through a 501c3. So, it's all nonprofit. All the funds that we're trying to raise are going to go to help the Wounded Warriors and really help them out. And we've changed the path up a little bit. We were originally coming into Pittsburgh and then down into Morgantown and going out, but I'm starting to get so much good response and feedback from folks in the state of West Virginia. We're going to take the opportunity to really promote the state and really show what support we give to the military veterans. So we're coming into southeastern Ohio and actually coming into Huntington, into Charleston, then up to Morgantown and going out. I told my wife at that point, what's a couple hundred extra miles? So,
absolutely.
We'll just go in and do what we can to really show that we support the military in a great way. And, I do appreciate, the couple of games ago when we had the military folks out there and the support that we gave them. It really meant a lot to me and my wife as veterans, and I think it meant a lot to our military veterans here in the state. So.
That's awesome. What's a typical day going to be? What time will you leave in the morning? How long will it take you to run 35?
Well, we're planning on 6 to 8 hours a day. It just depends on the weather and where we're at that time. My goal is, as we come through the upper elevations out in Oregon and some of those areas, those might be a little slower days. We hit the Midwest and really want to try to make up some miles, do some 40 or 50-mile days there so that when I get into West Virginia, I might take, a little bit longer time, a good 7 to 10 days just to really, celebrate it and do what we can here in the state. Get into Morgantown, we want to have a really big celebration here, maybe get that concert out at Mountaineer Field at that time, might be able to get something going there. So
And the date, your date of arrival in Baltimore is when?
We'll actually end on July 4th. July 4th. I wanted to make it on a special day, and I thought that would be a great day to celebrate it. So we decided 100 days would be, you know, a good time to do it. So we start on March 26th out in Coos Bay, Oregon, and then 100 days later on July 4th, finish in Baltimore.
Awesome. All right, buddy. And again, I want to point people out, run4wwp.com. That'll be it. No, people will be hearing a lot about this as
absolutely.
You get ready to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to start promoting it a lot here in November. Veterans Day week, we're going to be out promoting it a lot throughout the state. And we're getting a lot of support from a lot of folks here in the state. We're really appreciative of it. So.
And I've got cards here for anyone that's here with us before when you're leaving here today. You can pull up some of those cards and get that information. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Appreciate it.
Good luck now.
Jamie Summerlin. And he is going to go for the run of one. Isn't that amazing, Coach?
That's incredible.
Huh?
That is incredible. You'd need some psychological people around and some
I would imagine.
Some athletic trainers and all kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
A sports psychologist, yeah.
You're going to need them.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Jamie, thanks so much.